cities. Well, the pandemic, the middle of a global pandemic, might not seem like the best time to start thinking about launching your own business, but for any ambitious entrepreneurs out there, the Catalyst Co-Founders Programme is now taking applications. The scheme aims to tap into Northern Ireland's talent base and encourage more people to get involved in startup ventures, and it's open to anyone to apply. Elaine Smith is Director of Innovation at Catalyst. Lee Johnson is the founder of Yellow Iron and participant in the co-founder programme. Good evening to both of you. Good to have you with me. Elaine Smith, let's just talk to you first. What is the co-founder programme?
Well, the co-founders programme is a unique opportunity to allow folks who are maybe in a job at the minute, or maybe not in a job, but they're really keen to experience entrepreneurship, to have a go. Maybe they have ideas, or maybe they don't have ideas. But the way the program is organized, it allows people with such diverse backgrounds, whether you have a technical background, a commercial background, to come and have a go. We have a hothouse experience where we have lots of people come together. They get to know each other. They start to form teams. And either they look at ideas that some of them have already, or look at new ideas, or look at problems to be solved. They go through a program over a 12-week period. Design thinking methodology is used as the principles throughout that program. There are three different sprints. They have deep empathy with potential end users. They come up with ideas, they test those ideas, and then there's a demo night at the end where they have a prototype. Since co-founders launched, about three years ago, we have close to 400 people who have been through co-founders, about 100 new teams that were formed, and about 50 teams that continue to work on new products and solutions. So co-founders is really an opportunity for folks to have a go at entrepreneurship, but also to encourage that formation of new teams that have high growth potential.
And Elaine, we're hearing all the time about how COVID-19 is causing people to lose their jobs. The labour market, you know, has taken a real hit. Is now really a good time to get involved in this? Do you have to leave your current job, or is this something you can do alongside your day-to-day job?
Well, co-founders has been designed so that individuals can do it alongside their day-to-day job. So it does happen in the evenings, it happens at the weekends, the training, the content, the workshops, the coaching, and we very much work around those individuals. I think last year when we started, when the pandemic hit, we had over 200 people who had applied for the co-founders program. And we thought, are people really going to go through with this? And I have to say that we had such a high level of engagement. And probably now more than ever, people are seeing the opportunities that exist for more innovation and for them to have a go and the potential that there is for new businesses to form and for us to develop new exciting products and solutions here in Northern Ireland.
And has not being able to have that face-to-face contact with participants had any sort of impact because the majority of us are working remotely?
It has had an impact, but I have to say moving online and using some really fantastic tools, software platforms, we have been able to allow that networking, the meeting of individuals, forming of teams to happen and to happen well. We absolutely want to do it in real life. And I think participants in the program want to do it in real life, but we have been able to manage it well. And then for the delivery of the program, that would have obviously been in real life as well, we've been able to use technology for content and for program delivery. So all in all, it has worked exceptionally well given the circumstances that we're in. But I would say one of the biggest benefits of the program being online is that it's truly accessible to folks across Northern Ireland. You don't have to live in Belfast or be near Belfast to participate. And we have had folks from right across Northern Ireland join teams, form teams, and get involved.
And Elaine, I'll come back to you to ask about, you know, what people need in terms of requirements, or if they need any qualifications or that. I want to bring in Lee Johnson, because Lee, you've gone through the Co-Founders Program, you're involved with it. I mean, just tell us a little bit about what you've been doing.
Yeah, so I came to the program with a skill set. So like Elaine said, you've got sort of two people that would maybe come, people who have ideas, or a team, or individuals who have an idea or a skill set. So I came with that. Elaine was saying the Hot House weekend. So there was a number of people, and we all had a minute pitch where we pitched our skill set, our idea. And then we got an opportunity over the course of a week to try and network with those individuals. And there were sort of three or four ideas that I was floating around, but kind of one that really drew me in was kind of my co-founder, Donovan McKillen. So he works in the construction industry, and coming from a background in kind of product management, software delivery, and just listening to him talk about the opportunity in that industry and his idea was like sort of really challenging traditional means of construction and how equipment's rented. So,
and what exactly is that? So, you know, to explain to people maybe who aren't familiar with the sector.
Yeah. So the idea is really focused around construction rental market. Our kind of pitch is around, it's Airbnb for the construction industry. So what we want to try and do is challenge the norm of how equipment's procured. So making it kind of quicker, easier, and faster.
And are you getting buy-in from the sector?
Yeah, so we've probably spoken to around 20 individuals. This was over the course of the program. And having kind of won, we kind of got £10,000 now to kind of take that idea forward. So we really want to prove over the next 6 months that kind of market sector. So probably market validation, market testing, reaching out to more customers in that area.
And what's that been like doing that during a pandemic, and while you still do your day job, I understand?
Yeah, so still got a day job. It's actually been really, really flexible, because we're in two different parts of Northern Ireland. So Donovan is up in Maberfelt and I'm in Bangor. So, you know, it's been easy just to pick up the phone, jump on a Zoom call. You know, typically I don't usually finish work anyway until 5:30, 5:45. So, you know, when it's 6 o'clock comes around for the program to start, it's really just, you know, opening the laptop again, firing up Zoom, and away we go. So it's been really, like kind of like Elaine said, accessible.
And in terms of receiving that support through the program, has that helped you with problems or queries that you may have otherwise not known where to turn if you'd gone out and done this alone?
Yes, definitely. So my background is in product management and software delivery. But, you know, you're always working for customers, and really kind of the support from Catalyst and Big Motive kind of got you to think a little bit differently. You know, you're not working for a customer, you're working for yourself. So you really want to focus your efforts in the time you have and within the resources. So, you know, there's only two of us. But yeah, it was their guidance and sort of mentorship was invaluable.
What would you say to people out there listening who may have an idea or may have a thought about how to tackle a certain problem, but they may be concerned about taking that leap, going out, going alone, especially given a time when the economy and the labour market are so volatile?
Yeah. So especially with the Co-Founders Programme, it is in the evenings. There is extra work outside of, you know, those 2.5 hours you would do on one night a week. But I mean, just take the risk. You know, if it's kind of risk and reward, you're really only sacrificing, I think, you know, between 5 and 10 hours a week extra on top of what you're doing. And even if the idea doesn't go anywhere, you develop a new set of skills that you can, you know, continue to take forward. And you know, like Elaine said earlier, you're forming teams. And some of those teams, even if they aren't successful with the program, they do continue to work together. So you really develop a bigger network, and hopefully you can challenge each other to take your idea forward.
Elaine, is this a good time to maybe try and nurture that idea you've always had?
Yeah, I would say this is a great time. And step forward, have a go, meet other people who'll potentially join with you and try to make it into something that it has the potential to be. But also co-founders is for folks that don't have ideas. So if you're thinking, I don't have an idea, but I would love to be part of a startup, I'd love to have a go. Maybe I have marketing skills, business skills, maybe I have technical skills, but I just don't have an idea. Please apply, have a go. You'll meet incredible people. And again, as Lee said, you will develop skills that you can take back into your workplace. Or maybe not this time, but the next time you can have a go and maybe there'll be another idea that'll be that winning idea.
And they said this is open to anyone. Is that genuine? Is it open to anyone? You're not going to find there'll be a hurdle if you say, well, I don't have that qualification or I don't have that experience?
We don't look for set qualifications or set experience. We are looking for people with backgrounds that will make a difference. And we are looking for a certain amount of knowledge in areas that can be developed on, for sure. But we genuinely are open to whatever your background is. We will definitely meet you and consider your fit for the program. The most important thing is that you want to do it. Again, this is a program that no one's making anyone apply for this. And also it is being funded by Catalyst and our partners. So it really is for those that are motivated, that want to do it and want to get the best out of it. And in turn, Northern Ireland, we're the better for it. We have more skilled entrepreneurs, we have more skilled problem solvers and creatives. And I think we are the better for the people going through this program and for the products and the services that come out the other end.
Elaine Smith and Lee Johnson, thank you very much indeed. Now, many of us are working from home. We heard from Elaine there about that as well.